Many practicing psychics use tarot cards as an effective tool in private readings. The tarot is great for focusing on short-term predictions of up to 2 years. Let's face it, most of us consult readers with immediate questions. We want to know about job prospects, relationship opportunities, and our finances for the following year. Sometimes we want to know about love possibilities even this week. Because tarot readers handle their cards constantly, they form an invisible psychic energy cord to their decks. When their cards are not in use, many readers wrap them in silk to protect them from strangers. Wrapping an object in silk is a traditional method for protecting that item from prying strangers. If a stranger picks up a deck that has only been used by one person, they'll have a psychic cord link to that person. Someone with negative intentions might use that link to un-center the tarot reader. When I worked in a psychic centre in London many years ago, we often had visitors wanting to just turn up, hang around for our energy more than anything, and not actually to receive readings. Just because someone has squandered his or her own energy doesn't mean that you owe them any of your vitality. Late one afternoon, a woman arrived in the doorway for some energy. She surveyed the room and walked directly to my table. She glanced at my tarot deck, and before she could reach for it, I gathered my cards up, packed them away. Then she moved on to the next reader, and within 60 seconds, she was shuffling her deck while they had a conversation. That reader wasn't aware of her visitor's intentions, but I saw them very clearly. I left the office that day, leaving nothing behind that could be used to drain me in any way. I even swapped my chair with the waiting room seat because I sensed that she'd be sitting in my space as soon as I departed. She was an energy vampire, and she knew it. If you ask each client to shuffle the deck as I do, there's no need to wrap your deck, as it'll have more of the client's energies than your own, and you won't want to save that. I ask each client to shuffle the cards and then place each card on the table into three piles, and this is shown in the short video that accompanies this. By doing this, clients place their energy into the deck to refresh it, so to speak. The deck is then ready to answer their questions. Let's come back to being drained. There are several signs that you've been drained by a client during a reading, and these include feeling fuzzy-headed after the session. You might find yourself unable to concentrate on anything or to focus on your next client. Another symptom is feeling suddenly exhausted. This can occur when you try to give too much to clients or when clients in upheaval become sponges for energy during moments of chaos. Another symptom is you're unable to stop thinking about a reading long after it's concluded. This can happen when you've not severed your connection with the client, and it may not be the client's fault. Your agreement to intuitively open up to that person is only for the time you sit together. It's up to you to ensure the contact is broken when the client departs. Another symptom is you feel suddenly ravenous for sweet foods, chocolate, or desserts. This can be a sign that you've been emotionally drained. And it's funny how we often reach for food to replace emotional and spiritual energy. Just as you might wrap your cards in silk to protect them, it's essential to protect yourself. If you lose your energy reserves, you won't be very effective as a reader in the long term. And over the months or years, you might develop chronic health issues. Clairvoyants and tarot readers work with emotional and spiritual energy, and it's essential we understand how these energies work. If we remain psychically open after a day of readings, we're liable to be drained by past clients. And they don't do this intentionally. They simply desire more energy, and it's easier to take some from an existing psychic cord to a recent tarot reader than to meditate or find other sources for spiritual nourishment. Because many people who consult tarot readers are often drained or uncentered themselves by life events or difficult circumstances, it's important that we, as readers, are centered and nourished to support them towards positive outcomes. It's also vital that we do this without draining ourselves. We can begin this process by asking ourselves daily, how can I help you today without burdening me?